We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
What's up, guys? Let's give it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Football Card Quest. I'm Andy. We're going to go through the latest NFL and football card trends analysis. I can feel it in the air, guys. I'm sure you can too. The cooler weather is out. The fall is in the air. You've got World Series going on. Halloween's tomorrow. You can start to feel that mid-season dip creeping up. I've been telling you guys about. So we're going to be, you know, highlighting some poured out, some guys that are definitely going to be a part of that dip, and the guys that have been going up a lot. You know, we did a week eight risers on Monday. We'll recap that. And was excited to see all you guys in the chat. Drop any questions you have. We'll look it up. We'll talk some NFL trends. We'll talk some fantasy football trends. And let's just get straight into it, shall we? Let's dig in. So, got to pour one out for Cam Scadabo, right? Cam Scadabo, done for the year. Man, what a tragedy, because that guy was literally one of the most exciting guys in the hobby to buy. Let's just look at some of the crazy Cam Scadabo sales real quick, because then I want to look at Tyrone Tracy Jr. and see if he's a buy. So, if we go 2025 Cam Scadabo and do price plus shipping highest, look at sold. And let's do a find, a control F for October. And let's look at something this week. 30th. There's probably not going to be any of those, but go back a little bit. Man, out of 20, Panini Black, got the silver scat right there, Nike patch, $910 in a Probstein auction, 21st. Let's see when that was. Last Tuesday. I mean, just a random time to end an auction. But these Panini Blacks are going to be really high end right now for rookies. But $910. I mean, you look at that card for, a rookie card of that for a second or third year player. Even pick Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, pick high end. And we're going to be talking about the Lions, because the Lions are the real deal. I mean, you saw what they did to my Buccaneers on Monday night. And then it's like you look at how bad the Bucs beat the Saints this past weekend. The Bucs defense is pretty good if you watch that Saints game and just been watching them this season. What the Lions were able to do against them was insane. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is one of the best running backs in the league. You can make a case for him being the best right now. So let's look at a Jahmyr Gibbs real quick for comparison. Panini Black. And let's see if we can find something out of 20. 2023, there it is. So Here you go. Prime example. Doesn't have a Nike swoosh, but it's out of 25. And it's got three colors in the patch. Maybe a little bit of edge conditions, but that's what happens to this card. This card wears down very quickly. It's not a chrome stock card. It's a thick cardboard card. So you look at this. I mean, this is going to maybe in for $200 or so. And that's a Jahmyr Gibbs out of 25. So, yeah, you get the idea. Here we go. Here's one out of 99. 199 out of 50. 250 PSA 8. But you get the point. That card's going to go down in a long time. So, I mean, if you have this card for scat, for example, if you're holding high-end scat, sell them now. Sell them now because there's going to be better cards that come out, and you'll be happy you sold them now. You can buy back in, like, next offseason, you know, because there'll be question marks. Maybe New York drafts another running back or somebody else comes in and there's a split backfield workload. And, you know, it's a lot of things that could suppress a running back's values. You know, not sure if they're fully healthy, you know. Is the leg right? Is he going to be able to cut like he used to? Is he going to be as powerful as he was, you know, or play as intense as he was? So there's a lot of reasons to suppress his values. I do like Jackson Dart. And so I do think that there's going to be an opportunity here for Tyrone Tracy Jr. To maybe get some playing time. But it's like, if I want to get into Tyrone Tracy Jr., the prices are going to have to be very low. And I'm going to hope that he's got a very low supply of rookie cards. So let's take a look here real quick at the New York Giants backfield. Or pop over here to Player Profile. Yeah, it's not going to be Devin Singletary, Dante Miller, Eric Gray. Cam Scadabo's done. So it's Tyrone Tracy Jr. or bust here, guys. Now, you could buy Jackson Dart. You just buy Jackson Dart if you want, which is fine. But to get into Jackson Dart's like high-end range, like that out of 20 Panini Black, you know, first of all, Jackson Dart doesn't have that. But if you were to be able to get something equivalent to that, it would be very expensive. It would be way more than that. And you're just buying at a high, just like that Cam Scadabo is going to go down in value. You're buying at a high on Jackson Dart, so then you're forced, if you want to buy something in the $50 to $100 range, you're forced to buy a base card, and then that's like, it's going to be really hard for you to get the profit out of that right now with the you know, just the strength of this team and the upcoming schedule and what the Jackson Dart's cards have already gone to. You kind of missed the boat on that for right now. You got to wait. I mean, it's just, you're not going to be able to get the a very good card for your buck. So then that leads you to looking at Tyrone Tracy Jr., or leads me to looking at Tyrone Tracy Jr., and he's got some speed. He's got some good markers here. He's fairly young, 25.9, you know, best comparable to Rashad White, maybe not the greatest. I mean, Rashad White's okay. He has his good runs and his bad. It's just, he's not very shifty, man. He's not very elusive, and he lacks a little bit of vision. You know, being able to foresee what's going to happen with the defense and find more holes. So, yeah. So, I mean, the supply for Tyrone Tracy would have to be very low. So what I do, now that I've seen his player profiler, I'll come over here to Slab Hawk, and let's check him out on the players tab. Is he a 20? Yeah, 22. So I like the fact that he's just from 2024. So he is pretty young. We come 2024 and RB. Let's see where we can find Tyrone Tracy Jr. Oh, he's got a blank next to his name for TCDB. That's interesting. I haven't seen that. So we can go to TCDB.com. I might not have very few. He's got to have something, right? But let's just see what we can find. Tyrone Tracy Jr. I'm pretty sure that would be him. Yep, that's him. There you go. Born November 23rd, 1999. Total cards, 4,518. You know, each one has their own print run. Each one of those 4,518 has their own print run. But that gives us an idea. So then we could go, let's go back to Slab Hawk real quick and compare that. Jonathan Brooks has 14,600. Well, that's draft capital. That's how Panini prints. So that gives you an idea. He's around Trey Benson. There you go, Trey Benson. So now we've got a decent comp in terms of card comp. card comp. So now we've got the card comp, and we just go see what we got for Tyrone Tracy Jr. Obviously, I have the generally have can tell you what range you should buy things in to be able to sell it on the high. So let's see what's sold today. This was yesterday. What is this? I mean, he's got a decent supply of 4,000. Trey Benson's got rookie ticket auto, some other stuff. It's clearly mosaic out of 20. Auto sticker. This sold best offer accepted. I mean, it's not a bad card. And this is really good photography. They made it look great. You see how that one touch really highlights it? I'm telling you guys, take your pictures when you're selling cards in a one touch like this with good lighting to show all that little refraction right there. You know, buyers love that. And keep it to one card per picture. You know, like don't post a bunch of cards in one picture unless you know they're base cards and you're fine with selling them in a lot like that. Otherwise, that'll detract from it as well. Whoops, I went to 130 point. I'm really not great at multitasking. Some people say I'm good at multitasking, but I can only do it for a very short amount of time. There's no comments? Okay. I guess that means I'm doing a good job. What are you guys doing out there? Somebody comment. I see we got 16 out there. Let's see. Search this up. See what this sold for. All right, 45. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's out of 20, right? So, yeah, that's not bad. They got a lot of that from the photograph. Honestly, I would want to get a little bit less, but that's not bad. There we go. $15 for a base rookie ticket auto. That's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, $10 is the bottom. Like we said, let's go. So that's why I like to look at that card, because if that card gets to 10, then you know the rest of their market is going to get to 10, because the rookie ticket auto is actually not that common. Sometimes it can look common on eBay, but to pull it out of boxes and packs, it's not common. So that's why I've said this for the past couple of weeks, and I've written this, you know, in my articles for the Patreon members, is that, you know, there's an illusion of an excess in 2024 supply right now, because you'll see a lot of rookie ticket autos for X name 2024 player. So you guys will see I got so much mail right here. Like I'll open this. My camera went out. Well, I can't open this. My camera went out. Like cards are very visual. I'll open this right here. I bet you it's a 2024 rookie ticket auto. I got a mail day I got to do, guys, that I didn't get to last week. Shame on me. But I've been seriously busy with family and work. I haven't had hardly. Speak of the devil, Trey Benson. I was actually bought this a while ago, but he's a second-year player, and I was able to pick up Optic on-card auto out of 325. So if I had to guess, oh, there looks like there's a receipt right on the back. Hold on. I don't know why this guy, $18 is what I paid for it. So that's what I look for, like under 50, you know, like I said, that rookie ticket auto at $15. This was $3 more, but I got the rated rookie logo. I got it serial numbered out of 325, and the autograph is on card. Now, his rookie ticket auto may have had an on-card autograph, but Optic rated rookie on-card autographs are very, very liquid, especially when you have a serial number on the back. It's a fantastic card. Under 20, it's really hard to go wrong. Now, did I hit on Trey Benson? No, he got hurt. Didn't work out, but there was a real shot and he was really close to it, had a prime time opportunity. I just didn't work out, but there's a good chance that there's going to be plenty of times for me to sell this in the future whenever he does get that opportunity again, because he's got a lot of years left in the NFL. So, and the fact is that this was the right price, you know, Finally got some comments out there. What's going on? No, I appreciate that, Josh. I figured that. I mean, that's good. I like hearing that. Nice. See, don't use a sink is still moving scattable cards easily. That's how much hobby hype this guy has. So he's still selling them easily. So you should sell them now and then buy back in later next offseason. Tyrone Tracy Jr. RPA and a Trey Benson RPA. So should just hold, I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah, you got to hold those. But the Tyrone Tracy Jr. I'd have listed ready to go. You don't know. Jackson Dart definitely opens up the run game. Lions all the way with Isaac Tesla cards. Yeah, because he's got scary upside potential. Hold on one second, guys. Sorry about that. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, he's got crazy upside potential, big athletic talent, ability to catch crazy contested catches. I mean, that guy's got the athletic ability to make like Odell Beckham one-handed catch type plays. So I don't think he's going to ever have the production numbers, though, that are going to warrant his prices, which is why I'm staying away from him, unfortunately. Now, if his values dip heading into his second year, because clearly Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams is the only guy. Like, if Jameson Williams moves this offseason, because Jameson Williams is a, what is he, 2022? Jameson Williams is, so this is how you time Isaac Tesla. Jameson Williams, yeah, he's 2022. So, and this is the third, fourth. Yeah, see, you got to wait to Isaac Tesla's second year when it looks like there's an excess of supply in his rookie cards, right? Just like we're seeing right now for guys from last year. And then you buy in, because in the following year, in 2027, Jameson Williams will be signed with another team. He's got serious athletic potential. He's probably going to want a big payday from the Saints. And the Saints are like, well, we got to pay Amon-Ra. We got to pay Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, and so they may have to do something that quarterback by then, but Jared Goff is probably still gonna be fine. And then that's when Jameson Williams signs with another team, gets a huge boost in his values because he has an opportunity to go somewhere, maybe step in as more of an alpha. And then Isaac Tesla moves up in the depth chart, becomes number two next to Amon-Ra. All of a sudden, Isaac Tesla's values then go back up. And you bought in when there was that excess of supply in his second year, boom, you're golden. So that's where I would be buying Isaac Tesla's next year at this time. I did pick a Tyrone Tracy Optic Hyper Blue PSA 10 up a couple months ago after Scatabo broke out. Ah, nice. So that's kind of zagging I'm talking about when other people are zigging. I bought a Jalen McMillan RTA for under four. Oh, I love that play. That's exactly – I've got a Jalen McMillan in here too. He's so cheap, man. I was trying to snipe. But it was actually a little bit of competition in the auction. So you have to – you definitely have to shoot your shot at the last 3 seconds of the auction for Jalen McMillan and get that price right. Oh, dude. Tyler Shuck is not ready for the NFL. I mean, hopefully people can buy or sell Tyler Shuck. Excuse me. I meant to say sell Tyler Shuck heading into this game. Tyler Shuck is not. I mean, look at this kid. He's not ready for the NFL. Not ready. But I've seen Davis Mills play good as a rookie. So, hey, maybe a full week of preparation and a start. Maybe this is his shot, man. Here we go. But yeah, I'd be trying to sell him, especially if you have pulled a decent one. I mean, I know some people were buying back in the earlier the beginning of the season, but what do you have? Like Elite, Pen Pals? You have, okay, he's got some Panini Black. Yeah, 2025 Donruss. Yeah, some Instants. This guy is downtown. Well, that's oversized. They put him on an oversized? I don't know how you guys time those releases at Costco. Let me, if have you, any of you guys in the chat ever been at Costco and been able to get football cards or Pokemon cards? Let me know. Jameson Williams already signed an extension through. Oh, man. Thank you for that. I did not know that. Well, there you go. I'd still be buying Isaac Tesla in his second year because if, yeah, dip after season. In the real dip will happen. The best dip, I should say. The dip will happen after the season, but the best dip is going to be next year, mid-season dip, like we are right now for guys like Jalen McMillan and Troy Franklin, Roman Wilson. Take your pick of non-alpha starter, second-year player. So you could that's another way I use Slabhawk. That's why I think Slabhawk is such a critical tool, right? I come to the player tab, and I'm like, all right, I know the hobby right now is around second-year players. So what second-year players are the best value? You know, of course, all the quarterbacks are going to be at the top. But if we look by just rookie cards, like let's filter this, go highest to lowest. Like J.J. McCarthy's got the highest, of course. And then get down to some of these players down here. Troy Franklin, he's got a high number. And he doesn't have very many cards submitted to PSA. And he doesn't have that many cards that are being bought in a buy it now in the past 24 hours. Same thing with Blake Corum. That's because they're both, they both have deeper depth chart positions. And so those are two primary guys that I would be looking at first and foremost. I bought Blake Corum. I bought Troy Franklin because there is it's kind of like an illusion, but it's really just the timing of the market, the way the hobby works and how late the prints for the cards come out after the player's rookie year, you know? So, and maybe Topps changes that in the future somehow. I'm more optimistic about Topps now after talking to Mojo last week, to be honest with you guys. So, and just face it, I've always liked the Topps Chrome from back in the day, like Mike Evans in prior time period. I love that Bowman Chrome. They used to make some really nice Bowman Best and Bowman Chrome and, you know, cards. And if they would both be licensed, it'd be nice. But I mean, those are nice cards too. So it's just having that license important. So anyways, let's look at Blake Corum. And this is an explosive guy, man. He's just, you know, I don't know if he will get the opportunity because of the way Sean McVay gives loyalty to his running backs. So Kyren would have to get hurt. Kyren's been really good this year. He started off a little slow, and Blake Corum was very explosive every time he got the ball. But, you know, Kyren continued to find success. They got weaker teams. They destroyed the Ravens, and Kyren just absolutely destroyed the Ravens. And so it's like, yeah, he solidified himself as that bell cow for Sean McVay. So they're going to keep running him like that, and Corum will get very little opportunity. But I look at that as a good thing because that means Corum's legs are going to stay fresh, and eventually, either Kyren's going to go down, he's going to break down, and Corum will get his opportunity in a prime time, huge market. Boom. I could get one game if I'm getting something that's out of 15 this hopefully sold in the best. Yeah, look at that. So, I mean, maybe if you got a pink out of 15 rookie, non-auto, but that rare, you should be able to at least get 30 to 40 bucks on the high end for it. It's select, okay? So, it could be higher, but select is not prism. Let's face it. So, it's... You know, so you could at least get 30 to 40 on the high end. If you got that for 10, 15 bucks, that's a good buy. You know, it's a good buy. It's a good stash because the card looks good. Put it in a one touch and it's out of 15. So you got some really nice scarcity there. Not crazy about select, to be honest with you. I saw a big shift in the hobby in select after 2020. I mean, in 2020 and 2021, select field levels were all the rage. But it was like almost not unanimous, can't say that, but from a lot of leaders in the hobby, they devalue select after it went retail. And a lot of demand was lost for the field level silver. And so basically it became select. Now in terms of singles, you want to target the really rare stuff. It's got to be really rare. You got to kind of view it and value it as mosaic or Phoenix. for that matter. But not 2025 Mosaic, not this year's rookie cards, because that's all, that's the best set out right now. That's the change in the hobby that you got to consider. You got to take every player as a case by case and see what's out for them, see what's available, and to figure out what the best cards are. And then, you know, look at those draft class, that work in the draft class. Let's see. I sold a whole grenade of Tesla instance at $14.99 each before Panini's pre-order window closed. Tesla market is wild. Yeah, you know, it was even wilder was the Jacory Kroski Merit, and I missed that. But I have the Kroski Merits right here, man. It's another one I didn't get to. But, man, I need, you know, my daughter's almost old enough to be my assistant. I might be able to get some free labor around here. But unless you got one of you guys want to work in my sweatshop for low wages, I'll break you off a piece of these Jacory Kroski Merits I'm going to sell. Let's see what Jason said here. I got a friend in Utah. Just kidding. I just bought a small box of raw football cards. That has some neat looking cards in it from like 2019 to 2023. What cards should I look for money? Not 2019 to 2023? Well, rookie ticket autos, man. Raw football cards has some neat looking cards in it. Look for serial number cards. Look for silver prism cards. Look for rookie ticket autos. Or look for any other rookie autograph card. Jonathan said, I have Drake and Caleb in a 10 and they're holding strong. Picked up the Genty and some others. What are we talking Panini Instance again, or what card specifically? Yeah, baseball values first cards is the highest, but their league, from what I understand, is set up different. So when they pull a guy up from Double A or Triple A, he gets his pro shot. So it's almost like, you know, you're buying. It would be equivalent if all Blake Corum had was, you know, this practice squad or you know, college cards, like college uniform cards, and then they call him, you know, then they call him and he gets a pro shot and now he's good. And so now it's like they have to react and make a pro card. Whereas football, it happens more gradual, right? It happens more gradually because of the draft and the way the players are on the depth chart. So they have the chance to make pro cards ahead of time. So it really depends on what comes down to the players. So if you know, if we're talking about guys in college right now, well, yeah, Bowman first cards are the bee's knees. That's the top of the game right there. Those are great, very liquid. Everybody wants them. Especially the autograph ones, especially the serial number ones, the highly graded ones. But when you now look at a guy with pro uniform cards, now the Bowman first goes down in value. So you really have to take every player's market in a case-by-case scenario. What do you think about buying QBs and rookies in PSA 9s? I just don't want to spend hundreds on PSA 10. Any money to be made? Well, sure. Yeah, if you're getting the right card, like I would say Optic Holo, Prism Silver. Look at those kind of cards. Optic Velocity. Find a nice color match Prism in a 9. Now, all of a sudden, you've given the buyer, the prospective buyer on the other end, like a reason to want to pay more for that card. Even if it's a 9. So like we see PSA 9s do better in the high-end situation like downtowns, kaboom, super rare rookie patch autos, PSA 9s do just fine. In fact, they do better than raw because they at least they're preserved and they're authenticated. But when you get base, now grade chasing is a bigger deal because you have more emphasis placed on a higher grade because there's nothing to differentiate the actual card, you know? So I would look for something with a little bit more scarcity. You don't have to go super high in, but if you want to go PSA 9s, like I would go on Slab Hawk, for example. Let's go on Slab Hawk here and go to the Explore tab. Let's sort by PSA 9. It's going to be quarterbacks all at the top. And let's look at some of these guys that should be going up. Buying QB rookie. So it also depends on what draft class we're talking about, right? Because a lot of the highest sales sold volume is going to be on the 2024 draft class. Whereas you go back in time, if we're talking Patrick Mahomes, well, base Donruss base optic, right? I mean, sure, PSA 9. Yeah, that's fine. It's authenticated. That's great. And it's a base card. So then that argument I just gave you doesn't apply as much. It doesn't hold up as strong with like Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Baker Mayfield, even Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. If you're talking about targeting quarterbacks prior to 2020, I guess essentially more modern, yeah, PSA 9 conversation changes to what I was just talking about. So Jonathan follows up and says, hold or sell PSA 9 silver prisms of last year's QBs. Wow, the Caleb Williams one seems low to me. Yeah, I mean, look at that chart over 6 months, chart over 2 years. Yeah. So Caleb Williams, I'd say he's now fallen into the buy category. Caleb Williams is going to be a mid-season dip buy guy. Drake May, I mean, he's one of the hottest quarterbacks right now in the game, but the PSA 9 has not seen nearly as much of a jump as the PSA 10. There's already, I mean, good Lord, look how many PSA graded silver prisms there is already. It's just so many more. I mean, we got what, 8s, we have 287, 1671 9s. So we're almost at 2000 there and over 2500. You look at the 10s, look at that, $710 from a low of 330. So that's over a double, over a double up. But then you go to the nines, that same low point there. What's the lowest? 43, 44, up to 70, 77. Does he made, you made money, but I mean, if you could have pulled a couple of, you know, just gone up from that $40 purchase to a $330 purchase, you would have made a lot more. And because this wasn't quite a double up. So there's a clear, definitely benefit to the 10 in that situation. And so that's why I say as you get more modern, the more it makes sense to specifically focus on 10s. And then you just have to narrow your focus on the right player. Essentially, if you're going to be buying these more common type of cards, check how much Brock Bowers is down. Curious. The Silver Prism 9 down to 17, man. It used to be 30. The 10, it's kind of holding strong there. I mean, what was that back June? 200, there's a couple, two mid twos. Wow, he got up there. He definitely got up there to $300 buy it now, July 23rd. But then he dropped back down. August wasn't good. He had a 200 was the best you got in August, and now it is. Yeah, I mean $100 is pretty good. Silver Prism PSA 10 for Brock Bowers. Might get a little bit lower, guys. If that goes under 100, if you can buy a Brock Bowers Silver Prism PSA 10 for under 100, that's such a great buy. I mean, that's a good buy. I hate to say such a great because I'd say such a great would be a Brock Bowers rookie auto. Now we're talking. I still would place emphasis on the, even if it's raw, man, you don't have to worry about grades nearly as much when we're talking rookie ticket autos. and just rare rookie autos for skill position players, because that's my sweet spot, I think. Because now in that price range where I want to gamble, I get some really good cards. Really good cards. So, yeah, man, I guess I kind of gave out some hobby tips. I'm trying to think of what Carter would do. What would Carter do? Carter's on his way to Baton Rouge right now, DJ a wedding. Let's see what else I had on my notes. Yeah, I told him I was going to do pour one out. So we poured one out for Cam Scatabo. We got to pour one out for the entire Falcons offense. We're going to pour one out for the Vikings, you know, old Carson Wentz. They're in a rough situation. I think their defense is going to be had this week and again, too. Yeah, pour one out for Caleb Williams. He's really struggling right now. Man, James Cook and Josh Allen, they just went nuts on the Panthers. Pour one out for Ricky Parasol. Man, he had such a good start to the season, and then that injury. It's a shame he's missed all his time, because now Kittle's getting healthy. Ayuk's going to be back soon. Ricky Parasol was a smash offseason buy that turned into a midseason buy dip. Let's see what old Ricky's down to real quick. Ricky's at 2024 too, isn't he? No, he's 23 now, I think. I can't remember all these guys' draft years. No, I was right. 2024, I got to trust the gut, man. Did the homework, now trust the instincts. Ricky's still selling pretty good, guys. They're expecting him to come back soon with these prices. 2024 Panini 1 out of 75 for 61. Yeah, I expect to get Ricky a lot cheaper. A little bit cheaper. I mean, it's not bad. It's not terrible, right? Not paying Jahmyr Gibbs prices. But definitely some inflation. Not inflation, but there's still some hype in that, I guess I should say. It's the best way to explain it. There's still some hype in that price. It could come down more if you look at the bottom end. Man. Can we get back to some better Amika Buka games, please? But, yeah, I guess he's having a little ramp-up period with his last injury. And you hate to see Mike go down and Chris Godwin go, you know, re-injure so quickly. And Bucky's still out. But, hey, defense is playing good. They're finding a way to win games. Joe Milton. Would love to see some more sightings of Joe Milton. The you know, the little highlights from Joe Milton at the combine of him being able to throw the fastest pass are trickling out. You know, those bombs that he made last weekend, been going around all week. So Joe Milton is the best backup to really buy, man. This is, I think, a interesting player that I would be buying. When you find, let's see what we can find, rookie ticket auto for $33. He's a quarterback, guys. There is an illusion of excess supply right now because he's a second year player, because he's ultra modern. Let's look, let's see Joe. Let's do, just go to Joe Milton. Whoops, got two J's. QB. A spell, man. There he is. Joe Milton. 48 by nows. Let's go look at Joe Milton in Explore. Let's go see what we can see for Joe Milton on. Did I spell it right again? Joe Milton. Maybe he's not in Explore yet. I'll have to get him added. I don't see him in Explore. That's Mingo. We're looking for Mingo. Anyways, rookie ticket autos at $33. Yeah, can't go wrong. There's a better rookie ticket auto, red prism out of 175. It's fire. It's fire, guys. $55. That's a deal, man. iMac, three color patch out of 99, 56. I mean, that's a solid flyer right there to take. Oh, I like it. Tanner McKee. No, man. Tanner McKee doesn't have the Joe Milton arm, though. It's the Joe Milton arm that get people excited. Tanner McKee doesn't have that arm. Hollywood Brown, Kaboom, PSA 10, and JSN Select out of 10, PSA 10 aren't selling. Yeah, Hollywood Brown's stock is down, man. Rashi Rice back, Xavier Worthy healthy. JSN, though, don't sell yourself short on that one, buddy. That's a huge card. I don't know what parallel or if it's autoed, but that's a huge card still. Select out of 10, PSA 10. Hold tight on that one, man. The problem is the Seahawks – need to keep winning games. So, and what the Seahawks were on bye week this past week, right? So they weren't even in any of the news cycle. So let's get them back this week. So that's a good point. That leads me to the play of the week. Let's get into play of the week. Let's get into play of the week here. I'm just going to go through the slate here and see what stands out to me. Oof, Ravens at Dolphins. You could certainly make a play on some Ravens players. And you probably still make a play on A-Chain or Waddle. But, yeah, Waddle's lost a lot of his luster. Let's see, Bears-Bengals Sunday. Yeah, Joe Flacco, I don't think Joe's going to be able to start, man. Like he's popped up with an injury. So that's going to be interesting. But the Bengals defense has been bad. DeAndre Swift has been crushing it. Have you guys been paying attention to DeAndre Swift? And he's got an interesting market from 2020. I'd be really interested to see what his rookie ticket autos, because, yeah, right, he's not a rookie, but he is still pretty young, and he's playing in his prime. Chicago is a huge market. His team has some big games. He's had a ton of big games lately. Let's see what we got here. Problem is finding the good cards. Wow, that's cheap, man. That's really cheap. Select silver, non-serial number, 1350. It's 2020. Got a decent supply, but let's look at what else we can find. Impeccable out of 75 with a little bit of stitching, 30 or OBO. Wonder if that went, looks like it sold for 30. Auto's also on cards. One of those canvas cards, so not quite as nice as some of the other chrome stock cards, but it's decent. Pretty cheap. Yeah, he's pretty cheap. Whoa, that was a snipe. Holy cow, man. Dude, that's a big snipe. I mean, 4.6 yards per carry. He's not doing bad. Five touchdowns. He's number 12 in fantasy points per game right now. Let's look at the analytics and see if anything's popping on the efficiency metrics. Number 8 in breakaway runs, 6. 120.3 explosive rating. That's top 4 at running back. 5.6 yards per touch. That's number 6. Yards created per touch, 4.05. That's number 9 at running back. 478 yards created. Yards generated by the runner after first evaded tackle. 478, 68.3 per game. That's top 10. It's number 9 overall. So, yeah, he's having a really solid go at it. For these kind of prices, I mean, coming down the stretch, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not counting the Bears out of it yet. They still have a plus 500 record. The NFC, I still think, is fairly open. I mean, pour one out for Jaden Daniels. Why don't we pour one out for the Commanders? I mean, good Lord. You know? Those poor guys. So, yeah, and the whole – let's see what the Titans can do with new coaching. Yeah, that's going to be my play this week, guys. Exciting weekend of football. I'm getting ready to go write an auction sniper article for the patrons here later this afternoon. So I hope you guys wish you guys good luck tonight on Thursday Night Football. I'll catch you in the Discord. I'll see you around this weekend. I'll try – if I can get this mail open, I'm going to do a mail day video tomorrow and post it up tomorrow. But I know I got a lot of phone calls. I got a lot of stuff I gotta go get done. So I'll catch up with you guys later. Oh, man, my face has been frozen. But says my mic is still working. But that's not unusual for my camera to crap out. Yeah, my camera just looks totally frozen. Anyways, I'm going to end the stream here, guys. I appreciate every one of y'all tuning in today. Peace.